The Bible says there's a narrow way to eternal life, but broad is the road to destruction. Narrow means straight way. Jesus said in Luke 13 that you must strive to enter through the straight way. Striving means fight. You can't just show up in a church building on Sunday. You can't just say you believe. You can't just say Jesus died for my sin. The Bible says you must strive and fight to enter the narrow gate. Coming out of the world, coming out of every false way, coming out of your sin, your pride, your vanity. If you live like the culture folks, the wrath of God is coming for you. If you dress, act, talk, live like the culture, the wrath of God is coming on all children of disobedience. But as it says in Romans 6, life comes from obedience. Death comes from sin. If you follow sin and worldliness and carnality in false ways, it does not lead to life. Obedience leads to righteousness, the righteousness of God. That is Christ, the perfect righteousness of God. And then also the Word of God that points the way by the Holy Spirit of God. His Spirit points the way. In John 16, he's called the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth convicts, comforts, and teaches. Americans say they know Christ. They say they have the Spirit, but they're left in sin and worldliness. It's impossible, neighbor. You can't have the Spirit of God and live in worldliness, sin. Test yourself, ma'am. You got to come out of the world. The Spirit of God calls us out of the world. The Spirit of God calls us to righteousness, goodness, and truth. The Spirit of God does not leave you seeking and living in your flesh. If you come to these places for entertainment, what are you seeking in your life? Entertainment. If you walk around in your flesh, what are you living for? The flesh. We don't want you to be living in your flesh. We want you to be walking in spirit and truth.
I want Satan. I worship Satan.
Why would you worship Satan? He's a loser and he's going to be cast into the pit of hell. Don't worship Satan.
I will defeat you right now.
Satan is the father of lies.
I will show you.
Do not be deceived. Satan is the father of lies. Jesus said,
yeah, down the street.
Jesus said, if you cannot hear the words of God, your father is Satan.
I care about your soul.
Thank you. And I really
if you hold on to one sin, Hebrews 10:26.
No, I was just saying it's not a narrow path to heaven. The Lord died for us, and when he died for us.
Jesus is a liar then. He said it's a narrow path.
Well, I've heard that in the Bible, and I've read that.
You don't think the Bible is the Word of God?
No, but I do believe that's the Word of God.
But Jesus said it's narrow. He said few are going to find it. A puny number. The word few means puny.
But he wants all of us to be.
He wants us all, but you've got to choose to come out of the world.
How do you know what few means? How do you know few is puny?
Well, first of all, because by Greek, in the Greek, how that language of the revelation was given to it was in Greek, and Jesus tells us, few there be that find it. And why do we know that? Because you're living in Satan's kingdom, and if you live, act, talk, dress, entertain, do everything like the world, you're not a child of God, you're a child of Satan.
I'm not a child of Satan.
That's what the Word of God says, ma'am. If you can't hear the Word of God, it says Satan's your father. Doesn't it say that, brother?
It says that. Jesus said it himself.
Okay, well, I need to look into the Bible a little deeper, but I know that the Lord is my Savior, and I know the only way that I'm going to get through him.
You won't make it to the kingdom of God living in the world, ma'am.
I am going to.
Belief is not going to save you. Mere belief is not going to save you. You have to follow, and you have to obey. You're not obeying, ma'am. You're of the world. The churches are of the world. Americans are of the world. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God, ma'am. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. You got to repent to come out.
And I'm going to look into what you're exactly saying. Our website.
Did you take a gospel card?
I have a gospel card.
Good. Check it out. We'd love to help you. The sisters are right there. They'd be love to help you. My wife and I came out. We were worldly, carnal people, ma'am. We had to be transformed by the truth of God. This culture is Satan's kingdom. It's here to destroy your soul.
Jesus told us he wants us to live a happy life. Jesus wants us to be happy.
Jesus said lose your life to follow him, ma'am. Not live a happy life. Matthew 10, lose your life to follow me, he said. That's what Jesus said.
Thank you.
Hey, our email's on there if you want to.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, test yourself, ma'am.
Thank you.
Go deep in the scriptures. Believe what the word of God says. We hear this from people all the time. They pretend like the path is broad, that many people are going to enter the kingdom of God. No, the Bible says few. Jesus said few are going to enter eternal life. Why is that? Why are few going to enter eternal life? Because the world feeds your flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life that deceives you. It's easy to look, it's easy to think, it's easy to touch and taste and seek the things of the world. But the things of God, the kingdom of God, are hard for people that are looking through the flesh. Jesus said you must be born again, John 3, to even see the kingdom of God. If you haven't been born again, if you're not seeking, God will not show you truth. John 9 says he doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. But if you turn in a contrite, repentive heart, you can have hope of eternal life. You can seek God in spirit and truth. And you can walk in his ways. And you can make sound doctrine judgments about your life and how to come out of the world. And how to be transformed by the word of God. Loving our neighbor with the truth of God, opposed to the lies of Roman Catholicism and the American church system that's not of God. The Bible says Satan is the father of lies. He created the Catholic Church. He created the evangelical church. You have to repent and come out of every false way. Test yourself. Jesus is the only way. Judgment's coming. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Ask yourself, neighbors, what did you wake up to do today? If you woke up to live for the world and your flesh, you did not wake up to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22. That would be idolatry if you're not loving God with all that you are. Every day is a gift, is an offering to God. He gives you life. He gives you breath. He gives you a heartbeat. But Americans trample the grace of God by living in worldliness and sin and false religion like the Catholic faith, evangelical faith, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, all these false corruptions of the truth of God. But Jesus said, follow me and worship. The Father is a spirit, and he must be worshiped in spirit and in truth. If you're not worshiping Christ in spirit and truth, not according to doctrines of men like the popes, not according to the traditions of men, like the evangelical church, not according to the traditions of the all of the cults that come and are formed. Every denomination is made of man, including the Methodists. But Jesus said, get on the narrow road through repentance to seek him in spirit and truth, to lose your life, to be cleansed and made new. Neighbors, you can have the hope of eternal life. You can be cleansed. You can be transformed. You can walk in the newness of life. But if you live after the pattern of the world, neighbors, you have no hope. What is your hope? Jesus is not to be worshiped on Sunday and then forgot about Monday and the rest of the week. Jesus is not a false God that keeps in a building. We don't worship God made in temples, made with men's hands like the Roman Catholic faith. We seek him in spirit and truth. We seek him in righteousness. We seek him in goodness. We seek him in surrendering our lives to follow him. There is no other name under heaven by which you must be saved. The churches are not telling people the truth of the gospel. You can't have your life and eternal life.
You gotta move. This is private property.
Actually, this is a sidewalk.
No, it's
this is a sidewalk.
This is the church property.
I've preached here before.
I will call the police.
You call them and they'll confirm this is a public sidewalk. You call them. You call them. You call them. You call them. This is a public sidewalk, sir. I love you.
How does that feel for you? Like that? Doing that in front of a Catholic church? You're like trying to go against religion, buddy.
Oh, Catholic church is a pagan religion, sir.
Religions, buddy.
It's a pagan religion.
Can you really
this is
live
Satan's
with
religion.
That way? Can you really live with
this is Satan's
that way?
Religion.
Man, you
this
know
is
what?
Not of God.
I'm gonna say a prayer for you.
Jesus said to rebuke.
I'm gonna say a prayer for you,
Jesus
buddy.
Said to
because
rebuke
you know
false
what?
Religion.
You are
we stand
false.
Against all
you
false religion.
False. Look at you.
We stand against the evangelicals. We stand against the Catholics. We stand against Buddhism. We stand against Islam. Of course, we're going to call out the Roman Catholic faith. It's not of the Father. The Pope's hid pedophiles. It's been proven. The Catholic Church is full of pedophiles. The Catholic Church teaches false doctrine. The Catholic Church doesn't preach the biblical gospel. But we're here to lift up Christ today. It just happened to be in front of a church. We've been walking all over. But it's a public sidewalk. Don't be deceived by the popes. The Catholic Church is the richest business in the world. It's a money grab. God hates the Catholic Church. How can I say that? Go read Psalm 11, 119, 104. The Bible says God hates every false way. God hates every false way. Test yourself to the holy word of God, proclaiming the good news. Jesus said, go lift up your voice, preach the gospel, make disciples. Man-made religion is not doing that. Satan loves to silence the truth of God, but it will not happen. Peacefully, legally preaching the gospel on public sidewalks. Calling out false religion. Lifting up Christ crucified. There is no prayer to Mary. Mary was a sinner like all the rest that needed a Savior. The bread and the wine does not literally turn into Jesus' body and blood. No, ma'am. No, the Catholic Church is invented by Satan and man. Yeah, the Catholic Church is a pagan corruption. If you want the original body of Christ, go to Matthew 16. Jesus said he'll establish his body, and he did establish it. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Peter was not the first pope. Peter said, I'm a fellow elder in the book of Peter. The Catholic Church is like all other man-made religion, a perversion of the truth to deceive you. So we love our neighbor to just stand in the streets and preach the gospel. Call you out of your sin and your worldliness. Call you to this glorious Savior who shed his blood. Call you to make a way. Making way for the Lord. John the Baptist made way the paths of the Lord. I'm not John the Baptist, but we preach to make a way so people will hear the doctrines and the truth of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be lifted up and praised today. It's arrogant to say that we know the path to eternal life without Jesus Christ. Christ made the narrow way. The Jesus of the Bible is not the Jesus of Roman Catholicism, evangelicalism, or any man-made religion. Christ of the Bible is holy, righteous, good, pure, true, worthy, noble. He's built on truth and spirit, but yet man-made religion is built on traditions of men and money and error and sin and flesh. It's an easy thing. Open the Holy Scriptures and test yourself to the Word of God. Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ is coming back in flaming fires, 2 Thessalonians 1, to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Go read the Bible. He's not coming back to have a big love fest. He's coming to collect his elect. Jesus is going to send the angels. They're going to plunge a sickle into the earth. There's going to be a great harvest. And if you're not born of him, you have no hope. If you're of corrupt religion, you have no hope. If you're not living the truth, you have no hope. Do not be deceived, neighbors. God won't be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What are you sowing into your life today, neighbors? Are you sowing to the flesh or to the truth? Are you sowing to the Spirit, that which is incorruptible? Are you sowing to that which is corruptible? Everything of this world is corruptible. Only God's word remains. Only the truth of God remains. Not man-made religion, like Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Lutheran. You must walk in God's word and God's ways. Lifting up Jesus Christ, warning you about the wrath that's coming, neighbor. The wrath is coming on everybody who lives like the world and outside of Christ and his word and his truth, neighbor. Jesus said, it was clear in the last days. What will it be like? The Catholic Church is the biggest, richest business in the world that hides pedophiles and lies about the gospel and does not tell the truth what Jesus said. The Jesus of the Roman Catholic Church is not the Jesus of the Scriptures. Mary, let's see. We drove by a church the other day, a Catholic church. It said, Mary's the queen of the universe. This is nothing more than paganism that goes all the way back to Nimrod and beyond. The worship of women. Mary, the queen of the universe. No, Mary said she needed a savior. Mary was a fallen human like everyone else. The Immaculate Conception is a lie. Mary was conceived like every one of us. Jesus had a special conception, not Mary. And so when you test the word of God to the corrupt satanic pagan religion of the world, Hinduism, Buddhism, Roman Catholicism, Evangelicalism, when you test it all, you find that it falls short and judgment's going to separate the sheep from the goats. The Catholic people would be the goats that are going to be separated out. Evangelicals will be the goats that are separated out. Muslims will be the goats that are separated out. A non-convert, a non-biblical convert, will be the goats of the world. But Jesus is coming with his precious sheep. For his special sheep, I should say. And actually, we will come with him at one point in time. The Bible talks about it and makes it clear. He's coming back to bring judgment to the world. He's coming back. His people will rule with him. He's coming back to make a way. And righteousness, goodness, and truth is going to rule the earth, neighbors. But what you're doing is you're living in your flesh of tourism and pride and vanity and false religion and selfism and idleness. All of these things will separate you from a holy God. And so we love our neighbors enough to just say, turn, repent, forsake your sin. The wrath of God is coming. Unless you repent, you have no hope, neighbors. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today. Don't treat Jesus like a hood ornament on Sunday. T-shirts, bumper stickers, crucifixes. None of this is going to save you on Judgment Day. Repent. Be converted. Be made new. Be set free, John 8:32, by the truth of God.